Shalom to all. Today we're going to learn Masachas Avos, Parak Hey, Mishnah Beis, Mishnah Gimel. And today's Mishnah are being learned B'schos Esther Bas Rachel, Shishi B'zachar Avin Ruziv Kohagon, Bikarav Mamish. Now, the previous Mishnah we mentioned the number 10 and its importance and what we can learn from it. So we have a few more Mishnahs listing the number 10. In other scenarios, Mishnah Beis tells us Asar Daris Me Adam Ad Noach. The Torah lists 10 generations from Adam until Noach. Why is it we have to know all these generations? Loidia Kama Erchapayim Fanov, to show how slow Hashem is to anger. Shekal Daris Hayimachisun Ubayin. All generations kept on going along, getting Hashem even more angry because of all the Averis and Avodzar they're doing, until finally, after 10 generations, Hashem decided to bring the Mabul upon them and destroy them all because of these Averis. And also, Asar Daris Menoach Bad Avram, there are 10 generations of the Torah listed from Noach until Avram. What do we learn from here? To show how slow Hashem is to anger, all the generations were getting Hashem progressively angrier and angrier because of all the Averis they were doing, until Avram came along and he got Schar for everyone. The difference between Avram and Noach is a Noach, he was a tzaddik, but he was only able to save himself and didn't do enough to save the rest of his generation. Whereas Avram, he was such a big tzaddik, he did such great deeds, then not only did he save his entire generation and Hashem did not destroy them, but he also received the schar proportionate to all of them what they could have received. And there's actually a gemara like this, every single person has a portion destined for him in Gan Eden and in Gehenim. If he's zoicha, he gets Gan Eden, if not, he gets the other thing. And there actually could be a person who does such good deeds, he could take somebody else's portion in Gan Eden if that person lost it because of his bad deeds. Moving on to Mishnah Gimel, Asar Nusyonis Nisnas Avram Ravinu Lo Avashalom. There are 10 tests that Avram Ravinu had, Ba'amad Bekulam, and he stood in all of them. He was successful with all of them. These tests were that he was thrown into the fire, Lech Lecha Meretzcha, he had to leave his land, a hunger which forced him to go down to Mitzrayim. Asar was then taken by Pyroi. Then there was the war of the 4 and 5 kings in which Light was captured and Avram fought with Eliezer. He had a bris mila at 99 years old. Asar was taken by Avimelech, the command to then send Hug and Yishmael away, and finally Akedas Yitzchak. This is to show the love of Avram Ravinu Alav Hashalom to Hashem, that even though he got tested so many times, he never complained and he never asked any questions. He just passed them with peace and equanimity, and that shows the great love of Avram Ravinu for Hashem. We're going to stop for a day and pick up tomorrow's Mishnah Dal and Hey with more about the number 10. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.